Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on a wide range of things. We're just going to kind of wing it today and really bring in a lot of different topics. I do want to talk mostly about whether we need to clear out stuck energy before we go into higher frequencies of ascension, enlightenment, or just higher frequencies of anything, love and light. So that will be our main topic. And so the intention is to be able to access higher frequencies of emotion, light, anytime, regardless of what we have going on the lower levels. That's our intention. Before we get started, I want to tell you about what's going on at the school. We do have our current semester going, and we've got a new start time next week where people could start if you happen to be in the area. There's a bunch of new classes starting next week, so you could jump in. On the online program, you can jump in. A good time would probably be, either Tuesday or Saturday would be a good time to jump in. This Tuesday or Saturday coming up, you can basically jump in about every 2 weeks on the online program because it just keeps rotating nonstop. And again, the online program, all you need is just DSL or broadband. And normally you get to see our instructors, you get to see other students if they pull up their video, and you can see our computer screen. It's all live instructors. And if you can't make the classes Tuesday, Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. San Francisco time, or Saturday mornings 10 to 1, then you can watch videos. We, of course, also have the summer intensive coming up June 13th to the 26th if you want to be here in person and share the electromagnetic field besides the actual sound waves. And that's 7 days a week for 2 weeks, day and night. Again, you know, we thought we might kill off a few people, but that's never happened. People have gotten into really deep states by doing sound day and night. And that makes it so people can go really deep. And then you do your reading and studying for, you know, 6 months afterwards, after the class. Also, August 8th through the 21st is another 2 weeks here at the school if you want to finish up the certificate program. Or you can finish up the certificate program online if you wanted to do just the first 2 weeks from June 13th to the 26th, because that's about half of the certificate program. But the other big news right now is we're now doing resonant harmony attunements, which are just sound healing gatherings every week. They vary. The schedule is that if you go online, you'll see it up in the top right corner under soundhealingcenter.com. You'll see the schedule for these resonant harmony attunements. It's soundhealingcenter.com/schedule-events.html. And we just had one last night. It was great. I had about 20 people here, and we got really high and really peaceful. Just went to a really deep state of peace. We did some a sound journey where everybody laid on the floor. We played different sounds around them, crystal bowls and singing and Native American flutes, a full range of things, Tibetan bowls. And then we did tuning fork treatments on each other for almost 2 hours, and then did some other meditations. It was really great. And we'll have different instructors leading this, so it'll be different each night. Next Friday night's the next one, March 12th, and then Sunday, March 21st, March 26th. And then we got a big concert, Sound of Love concert, on April 9th with a lot of our instructors. And so if you're not in the area, move here. Okay. So that's happening. We also have the Sound Healing Music Production class here at the school starting April 5th. And then online, you can start just about any time because we get people, we just start it. And that's really powerful if you're interested in doing music production on Pro Tools, of course, completely separate from our sound healing program. So those are the main things happening. Okay, let's get to it. I've really had a lot of discussions now about whether we can get to a state of divine love or a state of enlightenment in our consciousness, or just a really high state of peace and light and joy and gratitude, whether we can get there without doing work to clear out our negative patterns. Now, it's interesting because, I've had situations where I've come across a homeless person that seems really down and out. And after talking to them, I've seen other people do this too, within 2 or 3 minutes, their spirit is completely lit up. Completely lit up. They're just like an angel. And I've seen that happen with other people as well, people that are just like really out of it or down and out. And with not very much, they can just get completely lit up. And I believe, it seems really obvious, that our spirit is never really far from the surface. And that spirit or soul of ours is really a majorly powerful resonant field. It's huge. I mean, once you access it, if you've gone into place of love and light, totally connected to spirit, it's so huge. I mean, it's so powerful. It is a frequency, a resonant field that is just, once you're in it, it's just like, oh my God. It is so overwhelmingly wonderful and powerful and intense. And in the best way possible. And on the other hand, I think this ego stuff, this full range of weird patterns that we have, is totally, how should I say, wimpy. I mean, it's not a big, powerful field. It can seem like it when we're in some ego trap, but compared to spirit, it is really not huge at all as far as the power of the frequency field. So what that means is you could possibly go straight into this field. Pulling up something else here. And when you go into this field, just hang out there. Let me put it this way. I've mentioned this before. If we were to go into a field of love and light and just hold it forever, then what do we have to work on? Well, the problem is being able to hold it forever. And I guess the problem is when you come across people that resonate these other patterns that bring you down, or electronics or motors or technology that, is not resonating light. And to be able to deal with not getting brought down by these other fields around you. Because, you know, I guess there's really two parts. If you are able to get to this field of higher frequencies, love and light, I'll just use that as the term, although it incorporates a whole range of bliss and nirvana, a full range of things. So you, if you're able to get to that state and then on your own hold it, then that's really cool. So that's really the first step. The second step is being able to hold it when you're around frequencies that aren't about love and light. That's what we teach here a lot at the school, is really being able to hold your frequency, to find your root frequency and be able to hold it. We can do a little test here, if you like. Go inside yourself and listen for a sound or a frequency, a pitch, that seems to feel really comfortable. If you know about root frequencies, you could see if you can find your root frequency. Here's another way to do it. Tune in to the frequency that seems to be at the base of your spine. Okay? Don't worry about getting it wrong. Just go for it. And find a frequency that feels really good. We just spent 3 hours this morning with the class finding everybody's root frequency while they were on the sound table. We had like 15 people watching a person to see when they went into balance. So just, and when they did, they could really feel it. When we actually played a note on the keyboard where they could actually feel, they would actually feel really good and grounded and centered. Some people went into a state of bliss when they found, when we hit certain notes. We would play note by note of the 12 note scale on the keyboard, all 12 notes, until we found the best one. Okay, so find a frequency in you that feels really good. Okay, and get that frequency going. If you can't find a frequency, just go to any frequency that naturally occurs. Okay, get that frequency going in your head, or you can make it out loud. Now, this is a pretty intense test, but let's see if it works here. Let's see how much you can now hold that frequency, and I'm going to try and distract you, okay? Ah! What's your problem? Where have you, how come you're not loving enough? What's going on? Where's your weakness? Are you good enough? Gives you an idea. You know, all of these different patterns, you know, that take us out of that high frequency. That's the trick, is to really be able to hold your frequency even among these patterns. If you get taken out of the frequency, the main thing is to know where home is, so you can very quickly get back to it. Let's look at some of these other patterns. There's a program on the web that's really interesting. Let's see, I might have to log in. It's called Acupuncture for the Mind. And it's acupuncture, let's see. I'm doing a search here. just kind of tone to yourself. Okay, here, we'll try this. It is acupuncture number 4, the mind. You can just do a search for acupuncture for the mind and it comes right up. Okay. And I'm going to pre-session. They've got some really good patterns to release here. Okay, I'll do this. I'm going to enter here. Now, and there's some other techniques that help you release these patterns. And one is EFT. Okay. But, you know, I just saw a documentary on EFT recently that was really interesting. I mean, it's really great for releasing these patterns, I believe. Let's see. Oh, okay. Okay. But it was interesting because they said, you know, what's really cool is once you release this pattern, it said you could go into love and light. But then they don't resonate this love and light. They simply just release the patterns. I'm sorry, I'm doing two things at once. Okay, I think I got in here. Okay, cool. That's okay. Okay. I'll just tone as I'm trying to get in here. Okay, acupuncture for the mind. Here we go, module 1. This program, what they do is they have you focus on very specific issues, and then they sound to actually help release the emotional patterns around these issues. It's very much like EFT using sound. Okay? And so let me... Here we go. Pull up some of these patterns because they're really interesting. Okay. Here are some of the patterns that they talk about. How will you be remembered and why? Do you feel upset or irritated when people complain, find fault, or do not believe in what you do or say? Do you feel you're upset now? Do you feel how justified you feel when you are upset? I'm sorry, feel how justified you feel when you are upset. That's a good one. Feel how justified you feel when you're upset. Think how you secretly know that you are right and everyone else has missed the truth. Think about the material objects you own and why you keep them. See them in your mind. Feel your connection to them. Okay? Those are interesting. So each one of these can bring up a emotional aspect. How do you feel when someone challenges your decisions? How do you feel when you must make a decision by yourself? Think of your reaction when you face an unexpected challenge. Do you worry, shake, or feel you won't be able to handle it? How do you feel in a room full of strangers? How do you feel on your first date or before your first kiss? How would you feel if someone publicly humiliated you? How would you feel, this is intense. How would you feel if someone killed someone in your family that you're close to? How do you feel when someone's angry with you? A lot of things. How do you feel when anger, do you feel anger when someone points out faults? Are you afraid of being bad or wrong? Do you worry that people will blame you? Do you criticize yourself for every mistake or fault? Do you want to pay back people who have hurt you? So a lot of these patterns, you know, kind of brings up a full range of patterns that we get into when working with other people. And so the trick, obviously, is how do you hold your frequency in any of these situations? And what they're doing in this program is trying to get you, by playing sounds, they're trying to release the emotion around these issues. But another way to go at it is to simply hold a frequency inside of love and light while this stuff is happening. So even though there might be some little pull, you keep going back to this frequency. And again, this frequency could be your root soul frequency. Here's where I would go. I can just tone that in my mind. And regardless of what's going on, that brings me back to center. Because I know that's my root soul frequency. I've done many tests to find it. And I've got a CD in that key, and it always brings me back. So that's one way to do it. Another way to do it that's really basic, it's still about frequency, and that is simply be present in your own body. Your own body carries your root soul frequency. Your body carries all the frequencies of who you are. And if you simply are present with the frequencies in your body, whatever emotions those might be, but especially the physical body, that can then take you to a higher state out of these other frequencies that are bombarding you. Another way, one of the most basic or easiest probably, that works so well, is to go to a frequency of gratitude. To find gratitude for not only being alive or all of the good things in your life, but then to find gratitude for the challenge. When you can really get to a mental state where you can see gratitude for every challenge you come across, that's amazing. Because what you're doing is taking a challenge which is normally thought of as like or just the word challenge is like can bring stress to people. Even the word seems like a stressful thing. But then you immediately take that challenge and you change it into gratitude. So instead of you doing you go to so now you're resonating a frequency that is much higher, that is of love and light, and a frequency that completely supports every physiological aspect of your entire system. It supports your breath, your heart rate, your heartbeat. Every heartbeat, it supports your nervous system, supports every part of your system, including your immune system, and makes it so now the challenge is no big deal. This is really the trick. Man, if you could then go to an even higher level, because I think gratitude is a lower frequency than universal love. Although it's still above the line, it is in the realm, so it's not like a gratitude's bad. It's still up there. It's still in heaven or wherever. It is definitely above the line. But imagine using universal love for any of these challenges that we just talked about. God, what a challenge to be able to bring universal love to every challenge. That's a funny one. What a challenge to bring universal love to every challenge. God, it's really amazing to think of it, to really hold that frequency, no matter what, of universal love. I mean, to just visualize it, it's even hard to imagine, right? I mean, here's your homework for tonight, if you so choose. Write down every challenge that you have, every stuck emotion you have, and think about how you could bring universal love to that challenge. Here's a real common one. Not feeling good enough in some way. Whether it be physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. I mean, goodness gracious, all you got to do is watch TV and see one commercial, take it in, and then you're not good enough because you need something else. Or be around. I mean, so many people are so into comparison. I mean, it's like the basic function of ego is to compare ourselves to others. Okay, so now take the frequency of universal love. Tune into that. Let me go to it and I'll make the sound of it to help us. And bring that frequency to the challenge of not being good enough. Wow. And see that frequency, strong frequency, wrapping itself around kind of the frequency of not being good enough. So it's like putting those two frequencies on the table. Which one's stronger? Or consistent frequency. Here's a good way. Consistent frequencies are always stronger. Ones that are more pure tones. Ones that are more like the vowel sounds. But it just occurred to me, if I go, it takes a lot of energy to make that sound. I mean, if I tried to go, for a long time, everybody try say, it's like, it takes so much energy. and it kind of breaks your system down. It's really tiring. But if you just go, do that one. Still takes energy. It's much more energy than just being quiet. But it's much easier than So universal love, because could extrapolate from this, that universal love is much easier. I guess because universal love supports your system. It gives you energy. So to bring it to these challenges is not that hard in one way from this line of thinking. Often it is about just reconnecting to some source, to some place of peace, to your own presence, to some frequency. It could be to, you could use nature to help you reconnect to that essence of spirit or source, whatever you want to call it, whatever regenerates you. I've got a song that is about reconnection. It's called Reconnection. It's on the new Nutra Energetic CD that should be out here really soon. And I want to play this song now. If you're listening, Seth, or let me type in, play Reconnection now. Okay. So hold your intention right now about using that aspect of reconnecting to spirit with this song. almost tune into a bit of sadness as to how much time I'm away from spirit by listening to that song. But sadness can really help bring you back in, because sadness is a sweetness that really brings you back home. You know, I think there's just three main components to this whole thing. First, you need to know where home is. You need to know where you're headed when you get lost, when you get out of your own frequency or out of a frequency that is in harmony with nature and is in harmony with spirit, in harmony with everything that totally supports your system in health and love and light. So you need to know where that is. Then you need to know, it's like a lot of people know where peace is. They know where they want to get back to. You know, they know the state they want to get back to, but they don't know how to get back there. And hopefully you know some techniques. I mean, just getting a massage or you know, listening to some music. I mean, you probably have many techniques. Boy, there's like tons of techniques in sound. You can use crystal bowls, you can use tuning forks, you can do toning, you can do chanting, you can use your voice, you can just sing. Just sing. Here, what I do is I get on the sound table and get vibrated like crazy. And that just wipes out anything I've going on and brings me back to a deep state of peace. I often listen to my CD in the key of my root soul frequency. Of course, just going into nature is wonderful. Go into the beach, go into around here, go into the redwood forest is wonderful. I mean, just going anywhere, nature can really do it. Hanging out with my kitty cat even does it, you know. Or if you got a doggy, that can do it. You know, just holding someone, if you love, will do it. There's a lot of things that can bring you back into alignment with that place of peace. And so the trick is to really get techniques that you can use out in the world. Like when you're at, you know, the Department of Motor Vehicles, or you're in the grocery store, techniques you can use anytime. So you don't have to pull out a crystal bowl, or you can't, someplace where you can't play a CD, where you can just use a technique of sound in your head. You don't even have to make it out loud to bring you back to that source. You know, there's a lot of techniques. I mean, there's tons of techniques that people use, classes that they teach. And so whatever your technique is to get back there, to have techniques that you can use out in public. Okay, so the first is to know where home is. The second, to have a range of techniques to get back home. And the more techniques you have to get back home, the better. And sounds, of course, the nice thing about using sound techniques is they're mostly fun, or they feel really good. That's why I really like sound. And they're also especially effective because you can add intention to them. And there's the vibration itself that's doing its own work besides what actually is in the vibration. So just the fact that it's a sound wave is positive. So, of course, I'm biased about sound. Okay, then there's the third part, is to be present enough to notice when you're out of balance, when you're not in alignment, you know. And then to remember these techniques that you have accumulated that help you get back there, and to use them. Go for it. You know, don't allow yourself just to hang out in limbo, out on the edge of the limb. Go for it. Okay. So there's a lot of new music out there that can help. Of course, you know, not to sell my music, but there's a lot of, I mean, I listen to my music all the time. It's amazing what it does to help me bring me back in alignment. I want to play one song that I use a lot to really help me, and this is called Enlightenment. And it's really about just resonating a higher state, a higher field, and not even worrying about, you know, weeding out stuff, because the more you hang out in this higher field of love, light, gratitude, joy, you know, the more you're going to easily come up with solutions for dealing with those traps, those little ego traps that we run into all the time, or dealing with, you know, outside frequencies that are distracting or chaotic or just taking us out of our center. So this is really about resonating that higher frequency. This one is called Enlightenment. So enjoy this. It's about 8 minutes long. Eight minutes long here. Let's see. I have to type it in here. you know, the general thinking in the world is that we need to do our work to clear out our stuff, to be able to resonate the love and light more clearly and cleanly. A lot of people think, oh, got to be real careful about working on somebody or helping somebody with healing or healing somebody, because if my vibration is not clear, then I'm just going to be adding that vibration onto them. But if you can just go to a state of love and light, you know, to a clear state, it maybe if you can't get there, maybe that's a problem. But still, you know, the trick is to really just to be able to go to that state. And it's not hard. I mean, just the right music will do it. Just like, you know, I mean, of course I'm biased. I wrote this music, but this music just does it for me. It just puts me in that state. And so I really believe that instead of having to do all this work, which we can still do, but the second, here's the deal, the second it becomes work, where it's like hard work to do all this cleansing and clearing and stuff, when it becomes hard work, then, well, if it's hard work, that means your body is stressing. And we shouldn't be stressing to unstress. That's what I think. I think you shouldn't be stressing to unstress. It doesn't make sense. We're stressing to unstress. Okay, well, we'll get there sometime, but we may be dead by the time we get there because we're so stressed by all this work we're doing, you know? And so that's not to say we don't do the work, but you don't do work if it's stressful. If it's stressful, then there's something wrong in that process. Because I believe, and it seems obvious, that when you go into this state of love and light, bliss, you know, gratitude, you go into these high states, other avenues of resolving problems all of a sudden pop up. And often, it's just like Spirit says, just think of it this way. And you go, whoa. And there's no stress, no big work to it at all. It just comes to you. And you might see, oh, if I just think of things this way or hold this frequency or just have this attitude, then all of this work is just going to shift. It's like the work, the essence of what you need to do in the work just comes to you. Because you're in such a high state that all the answers are there. You know, some people say, well, let me put it this way. Really, if we get to a state where we're all one, we're living in love and light, where we are all one, then all answers are there. And once on psychedelics, like 30 years ago, I went to this state, and I knew in this place where I was, any answer I needed was there, if I could only think of the question, which is another part. But any answer was there, because when you're in a state of oneness with all, every answer is there. So it's no work at all. It's just there. So it's like our work should not be to work. Our work should be to get high. When I say high, I mean gratitude, love and light, joy, compassion, pure bliss, pure connection to spirit. Connection to universal love. So let's go there with this one last song, and we'll let it play out until it needs to be fade out, when you fade it out, when you need to, unless we are out of time here. But go ahead and play Divine Peace and hold this frequency of bliss and pure oneness, this high frequency of love and light. And work gently towards holding that all the time, especially through the night, through the rest of the weekend, through the week, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, gently, lifetimes ahead, in gratitude. Take care.